Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tyler County winner Ryan Montgomery. Then we'll speak with Jason Buckley from Legends Nation. And we'll have a conversation with Brownstown winner Skyler Lewis. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Indianapolis Raceway Park. Tyler Roerig won that one. Anderson Little 500 to Jake Trainer. Robert Ballou parks it at Kokomo. Bloomington to Jeff Ensign. Jordan Kinzer a winner at Paragon. Lincoln Park to Jaden Rogers. Dylan Thornton the winner at Maquoketa to Iowa. Knoxville to Ryan Timms. Tommy Elston wins Lee County 34 to Joe B. Miller. Lucas Oil Series in Missouri at Wheatland to Bobby Pierce Jr. Now to Ohio, the voice of Mike Goins from Shady Bowl.
2 weeks in a row, the 10 car, the Redskin Motorsports Machine gonna win. Second week in a row in the modifieds here in Shady Bowl. Josh C is gonna be right there in second. Blake Chen in third.
Limaland to Casey Jetters, the Jack. Logan Schuchart wins Attica. Atomic to Carson Macedo. Danny Mumaw wins Wayne County. Wayne's Field to Devin Dobie. JP Roberts the winner at 35. Midway and Parkersburg to Tyler Carpenter. Moeller and 191 in Kentucky to Tristan Chamberlain. Oscar McCowan gets the victory at Mountain Motor. Thunder Mountain to Skyler Marler. Mudlick Valley to Mike Marler. Matt Westbald in victory lane at Florence. Willard to Kevin Wagner. Jason Fager, another win at Fairbury in Illinois. Wayne County to Neil Allison. Frank Heckenes Jr. wins Farmer City. Granite to Ashton Winger. Paul Nienheiser, a big win at Jax. Viola Boys to Cash Kinsey. Pennsylvania, Dog Hollow to Kyle Lear. Max Blair, another win at Erie's. Knox to Brandon Spithaller. R.J. DeLappy, the win at J-Town. And Roaring Knob goes to Mike Duritsky. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of really one of those first, you know, marking points on the calendar, the 37th annual Earl Hill Memorial at Tyler County Speedway. Joining us now is Ryan Montgomery. And hey, Ryan, great to have you back on the show. This is always such a, first race together with so many of the big names. I saw Logan Zarin and Brock Pinkris, were second and third in the event, and so many other names that were there, and that, you know, through circumstances, you ended up ending up in victory lane on this one. But a lot of things new to you, a big race at this point. How do you grade things out looking forward in your racing season from here? What's the what's the grade on the report card for this first semester?
I'd say we got a solid A to a B+. You know, I think there's always room for improvement. But we're definitely getting uphill swing. We have the momentum with us, and hopefully we can carry it out to the rest of the season.
Ryan Montgomery on the ProFabrication.com hotline. 37th annual Earl Hill Memorial winner at Tyler County Speedway. New team coming together, though. You got to have that A over on that side if you've come together in, you know, a handful of races and now taking this big super late model win. What do you say about the new confines for you and your helmet and all the rest?
It's been absolutely wonderful. Josh has been, he's been great for us. This deal kind of came together late April, for us. And, he's been hands on and he just loves it. And I'm glad that I can drive for him for sure.
Well, I bet he's pretty darn proud of, having that 37th annual Earl Hill Memorial to, his team's credit and their driver's credit. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Ryan Montgomery, our guest. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So the race itself, I saw you were second, third row somewhere in there, and that this is one of those races where they take the roof off of your late model car so the fans can see. They call it topless, things like that. But how does that affect with the wind and the noise and dirt flying so much more? Is it a different, unique challenge to not have the roof on?
Yeah, I mean, you can see a whole lot more. It's definitely better for the vision-wise. You can see the flagman a little better. The cars get a little bit looser because they don't have that downforce from the roof. So you have to make your adjustments here and there, you know, maybe be a little bit tighter for the feature. But for the most part, it's cool. The fans love it, and they can see, you know, you moving inside the car and everything else. So it's definitely a cool experience.
Well, Ryan Montgomery taking that experience all the way to Victory Lane, the 37th annual Earl Hill Memorial winner from Tyler County. And you talk about the pressure that the air puts on the car, gives you a little bit more pressure to the track and the tires and the traction and such. Without that, does it also affect the way you arc into the corner and actually turn the car? Do you go wider out or use the lack of downforce technique-wise to adjust how you compete?
Yeah, I think the lack of air, being the car a little bit looser, you have to kind of roll through the corners with a little bit more momentum. So you have to, kind of be heavy on the throttle on entry versus, you know, kind of being lighter throughout and then picking your throttle back up as you go down the straightaway, just so that way you're not, you know, shearing the car off or giving it too much throttle on initial entry.
Can you hear cars challenging you better without that? Does it not have the echo, or is it better when you have the echo to be able to hear the vehicles around you?
I think mostly it just gives you the, obviously, because you don't have your window behind you, you can see, you know, out of the corner of your eye a little bit better. And the sounds, the super late models, they have some of the best sounds, I think, in the country, and you can hear them nonstop all the time just because all the horsepower.
That's what we love about what Ryan Montgomery and crew does, and to do it all the way to Victory Lane at Tyler County in the 37th annual Earl Hill Memorial. Certainly a big achievement. We give it an A all the way through. Where does this take you? Do you now chase points the rest of the summer? Are you going to hopscotch around? What's the plan?
We've kind of usually done an outlaw schedule. We've been talking about running the whole series for points. We're not dead set on that yet. We still got a month to decide. We're definitely going to hit some bigger shows, and we'll kind of just go from there. Just, you know, kind of how we feel and see if we're going to chase it for a championship.
Where can folks find you if they want to buy a Earl Hill Memorial winner's t-shirt from Ryan Montgomery as well? Where can we find you on the internet?
We have everything on Facebook at Ryan Montgomery Racing, and we also have RMR12shop.com where you can buy all your Ryan Montgomery merchandise.
Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the founder, owner, editor, grand poobah, a man that wears so many titles for something that is so far-reaching, the man behind Legends Nation, Jason Buckley. Hey, Jason, welcome back to the show. Always appreciate you being on. Legends Nation is the longest-running media to cover the world of U.S. legends, and it truly is a globe. How did you, first off, get this started?
Hey, Lenny, thanks for having me on again. And it's been a long journey. It started all the way back in when I lived in Wisconsin, really, and came down as a NASCAR fan to Charlotte Motor Speedway in the 90s to watch NASCAR racing. Saw these little cars running around out there and kind of fell in love with them. I was actually at the first ever Bandolero race in 97. I think I'm the only one that has video of that online. And it just started from there and kind of grew. And between my website, Motorsports Lounge, that I had at the time was official forum hosting service before Facebook and all that good stuff. I ran that, and then it parlayed into launching Legends Nation.
Wow. And you still look young, you rascal. He definitely has kept in shape. Friend of mine, founder of Legends Nation, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, Jason Buckley. As we all get ready for another fantastic summer ahead for the Cookout Summer Shootout, and it's such a different event than almost any other Legends race. Why is it unique and special to win at and so special in general?
Well, I guess it would say, you know, it's been going for over 30 years, and it's like the hub of all of racing there in North Carolina, being at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I would equate it out to, you got your big events in all forms of motorsports. In NASCAR, you got the Daytona 500, and of course, we just had the Coke 600 at Charlotte. In IndyCar, you got the Indy 500. You've got Monaco and Formula One. And those are all single events. But for the summer shootout, it's in the middle of the summer, 10 grueling rounds of racing with the best drivers in the entire country coming there for a championship. And it's just, it's such a unique event that it's so long, but it's still so short, but it's extremely competitive.
Couple of months of just wow to watch these young drivers from all across the country come to Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Cookout Summer Shootout. The Cookout Summer Shootout starts June 9th and 10th here at CMS, and you can watch it, of course, through streaming, but I'll tell you, following Legends Nation is going to be one of the ways to keep up with. And you know, I've already started seeing you posting, you know, 100, and now it's over 130 drivers entered here. Jason Buckley, the founder, owner, editor of Legends Nation, on the line from your lofty perch now and well-earned perch. What are some of the drivers, a few of the drivers that Legends Nation will be looking at for dynamic drives throughout the Cookout Summer Shootout?
There are a huge amount of drivers that have talent this year and have been showing it across the board. Over in Legends, Case James, the son of everybody's favorite Colt James, he, which I've actually called him by his dad's name every once in a while, he's kicking butt in Legends and Young Lions. Chase Burgesson from California and semi-pro. You got like Ben Morabito over in pro, Jacob Staton in pro. Keelan Harvick is over there. Over on the Bandolero side, I'm not sure if he's going to run the full year in Bandos still, but Gerald White III, he's been cranking him up. He just turned of age to run Legends cars. You got Thrasher over there in Outlaws.
Oh, my gosh, that kid's a pistol from watching your coverage from down there in Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
We're chatting with Legends Nation's founder, Jason Buckley, about the upcoming Cookout Summer Shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And as we pause here for just a second, I want to remind you that ProFabrication.com is the provider of our hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Thrasher, all those names that you just named, they've already got so much momentum heading into this event. That's going to be special. I don't mean to interrupt, but I had to. Well, I got a couple more.
There's a lot more. I think we could have a whole 2-hour show on it, but I will say those are some of the big names to look towards, but there's always, it's a summer shootout. There is a chance for any driver in the field to win the race in the right circumstance. And that's what makes it so cool.
Jason Buckley, founder, owner, editor in chief of Legends Nation, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, Jason, I know that every now and then you'll get that journalistic thing going, and I'm going to throw it at you. I understand there's somebody new coming to Legends Nation that will be the editor on site for the Cookout Summer Shootout. You got to tell us what it's all about. Who is this guy, and what should we know about his journalistic style?
So the short version is when I moved away from, as short as I can get, moved away from Legends of Mandos for a few years to go manage Ben Rhodes' career, ownership shifted to somebody else. Now it's back with me, but I'm in Texas. And until I move back to North Carolina, I have to have someone on site that I can trust. So while I'm going to be at the first two rounds, and Lindsay Marks, who, as everybody knows, used to work with Legends Nation, she's back. She'll be there for the first two rounds. But for the entire thing, I've got a guy named Zach Wyatt. He was part of our group we called Three Aces Media. We developed websites before. Now StixFX Entertainment's back. But Zach will be there the whole time. He did a dry run, actually, this last week at Hickory, and he did a lot of great coverage, a lot of photos, a lot of great videos, and Zach's a cool guy. So everybody will love having Zach there, but all three of us will be there for the two opening rounds.
Wow, you heard it here. Zach Wyatt will be on site throughout the Cookout Summer Shootout on behalf of Legends Nation. So all those drivers, families, and such, certainly going to get to know him, but fans get to know him as well. And where can we know them, Stix Buckley, our guest on the ProFab Hotline? Where can folks follow online and on social to get this coverage?
Well, the coverage will be obviously on our Facebook, on our X and Instagram, all at Legends Nation, also on the StixFX Entertainment YouTube channel, and on legendsnation.com. We have a specific page on the events tab that'll have all the coverage information. And by the way, this just shows cooperation in racing. It's not just the driver. It's not just the team. It's everybody. So while Zach is there at the racetrack all season, I will be here on the computer. He's sending me the videos and the photos, and I'll be uploading them. It's a team effort.
A team effort and a place to go for sure on the internet. Legends Nation, thanks for joining us. Stix Buckley, founder, owner, editor-in-chief of Legends Nation, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Brownstown late model winner, Skylar Lewis. Hey, Skylar, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. I got to start out with your sponsor on the hood of your car. You don't see Dance Studios sponsoring the car. Tammy's Dance Studio. Does that mean when you did get to Victory Lane, did you do a dance or something?
I did not. That dance studio is actually my mom's business. So my parents, obviously, I couldn't race without them. So we had to put the biggest sticker on there as we could. So I appreciate you having me on today.
No problem. Now Brownstown doesn't have walls except, you know, the front there. Are you a wallflower, or do you actually dance since mom's got the dance studio?
Not a dancer, so that's not me. So yeah, no, I'll stick to the racing and I'll let her do the dancing.
Well, he stuck to the racing at Brownstown Speedway last weekend, and what a story it was. Skylar Lewis on the profabrication.com hotline. 14 years waiting to get this victory. You know, how much drama in those 14 years? How close had you been to getting a win at your hometown track before this night rolled on?
Yeah, we've been close. I mean, we've ran second in some super late model races and some crate races, and I've led some races in both classes, and I've even wrecked leading a race in the super class. So yeah, to finally get that one and get a little bit of justification back that we can do it. And yeah, we've been really excited to get this first one out of the way.
Skylar Lewis, it's amazing to look at the photos from Victory Lane. You could just feel the joy and the lift that he and all his team and the whole joint had for this victory at Brownstown Speedway. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And don't forget, you can even get Gasco gaskets at profabrication.com. So, Skylar, out there on the racetrack, I saw the box score, if you will. You started up front and led 25 laps, but with the history you just described of even leading and then not getting there to the finish, at what point does the laps start to wind down and even some restarts and things like that? Does it start to, you know, come up in your mind, hey, there's still a long way to go, even it's only about a quarter mile track? How heavy is that whole thing? How many noises are you hearing in the car as you're still leading, but it's getting down to the time when, oh, what could happen might. What's the pressure like in the car?
Yeah, the pressure was high. And I think the pressure was just high, me putting it on myself. Yeah, we had some go through some lap traffic. So I knew I had to get through them lap cars as fast as I could there. And thankfully, my dad was on the backstretch with some sticks, kind of giving me some signals. So I kind of knew what I was working with. But yeah, those last five laps, the whole time I just thought, don't mess it up this time. We finally can get us one.
Wow, Skylar Lewis taking the victory, leading all 25 laps at his hometown track, Brownstown Speedway in Indiana. After years of trying to dedicate himself to get it, it finally became true. And you're talking about dad with the lighted sticks saying why, you know, wider means they're farther back and such. As those laps get closer to the end, is his face changing as well, where, you know, the hope is there and he's just trying to hang on? What's dad's face telling you as much as the sticks are telling you?
Yeah, I think he was as nervous as I was in the car. I could tell as the race went on, he was getting more and more excited. We were fairly lucky there before we got into some of that lap traffic. I had enough of a lead that I felt pretty comfortable there those last five laps. But yeah, I could tell there at the end of the race, they were catching us a little bit through traffic. So, but I could tell through his excitement that I thought we were okay.
Well, okay, and then some. Skylar Lewis taking the victory at Brownstown Speedway, his home track last weekend in Indiana. And I understand you also are a profabrication headers and exhaust user. How much did that factor in? Was it neat sounding as those usually are? What was it like? What do you tell people about profab headers?
I've had awesome luck with mine. They definitely have a unique sound, and I as a driver, I feel like they make more horsepower on the crate stuff. So I've been very pleased with mine, and their customer service when I ordered was great.
Awesome. Profabrication headers and exhaust available at profabrication.com. Skylar Lewis using them to take the win at Brownstown Speedway last weekend. A kicker in high school. How did the pressure of kicking in high school translate to keeping you calm in those last few laps there at Brownstown?
Well, that's a good point. Playing football there at Brownstown High School, we've had a longtime head coach, so greatness is kind of expected there with that football program. The pressure at kicking is about like racing and leading a race there at the end of the race. Everybody's kind of watching, right, in that one moment. So that probably did help me a little bit with the pressure side. But the kicking is high-pressure situation, just like racing.
I saw on Mom's post on social media that you had someone riding special with you that, you know, helped get you into late model racing. Could you feel his presence as you came to victory lane and got out of the car with that awesome victory?
My grandfather was a big deal as far as my racing career. Without him kind of giving us a head start there at the beginning, I probably wouldn't be racing anymore. So, yeah, I know he was watching, and I know he was probably more excited than we were.
Well, I'm sure he was from above. Skylar Lewis taking the win, making his hometown, his family, and all very proud as he ended up in victory lane after trying so hard. He's got it now, a very special trophy. Where can we follow you on the internet so we can keep up as you get the next victory?
I'm on Facebook, Skylar Lewis Racing. That's about the only social media I do, and I'm probably a little behind there, so... Yeah, you can follow me on at Skylar Lewis Racing on Facebook.
Well, Skylar, thank you for doing this. Appreciate you being on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We've got more on PRN at the track. We'll be back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Time to get out and support grassroots racing. Now, PRN at the Track will keep you updated on social media, on PRN at the Track on X, Facebook, and Instagram. But the best place to find out about grassroots racing news is right there in those grandstands. Get out and see some great racing. It's on. It's summertime. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. the Performance Racing Network.